Then I moved on because I couldn't, I was like constantly not able to get that focal point right. So I moved on to this one, and of course this, the lighting is completely different. Yeah, same deal, focal point. I was fighting this thing. I was fighting it. But you see how much I changed composition in a short span of time. So if I'm using a tripod, which I started out using the tripod, it just got on my nerves because it's like, I want to tweak things, rotate a little bit. And just my mind is constantly jumping. I can try this. And so more times than not, I take the camera off the tripod and it's like, you know what? I'm going to figure out what to lean the camera on, holding my breath, trying to keep everything still, kicking up the shutter speed so the shutter speed is not as slow, but also still letting enough light in that I can capture the shot that I want. This is pretty close. You know what I think with this? I'm probably going to cut this into a square, like cut this top part off and just focus on this part down here. I like that. Yeah, I like that. Now, see, this is the acrylic panel and then it drops off to the black fabric. I like that part, but I just feel like this information up here, I don't need it because my eye is just going down right to this section. And I think I can, yeah, because I cleaned the acrylic panel before I started the podcast. I want to play up on this reflection, get more of that in the shot, but keep that angle. So if I push the flower back to maybe here, the edge of it here, then I would get more of that reflection, right? And then keep the acrylic panel cutting across. So it's like some of it's black fabric and then some of it's the acrylic with the reflection. I think that would go good together. And maybe tweak the angle possibly to get more reflection in the shot. That's a possibility. Yeah, so I'm not gonna keep this one probably, but I want to improve on this particular idea. Gosh, let me see something with this. Because here's the focus up here, right? This is what's closest to the camera. So if you leave if you just go automatic, and you're using your focal points, more times than not, the camera is going to choose whatever is closest to the glass, closest to the camera lens. So with this particular shot, is these little red things up here. I don't know what they're called, right? So if you don't want the camera to focus on this more than everything else, you're going to have to change your focal point to someplace else, right? But if you leave it up to the camera, the camera is going to, whatever it picks up that's closest to it, that's what it's going to put the focal point on. And if you keep doing that with all your work, it just seems boring. You just get, it just becomes predictable. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to try something different. So something that's whatever is the closest to the camera, it can be blurry or have a soft focus on it. But then the main focus can be something behind it, or something in the mid-ground, like mid-ground to background. So just changing, keeping that depth, right? But changing where that focal point lands is really important. Because it just gives your work like more variation, less predictable. Now the black, again, that's the fabric. You can buy fabric everywhere. Like you can go, I think I got this at Walmart. The fabric, they got all kinds. I think I was in Michael's. They have different kinds of fabric, like different kinds, like all kinds of stuff. And I think they have like really thick stuff, leather, all kinds. So for me, it's like, okay, if I'm going to continue to shoot still life with the studio lighting, I should try different fabrics and just buy it by the square foot. So that would add something different to my work. This is a more interesting angle. Yeah, see, that's why I didn't want that angle, because it's too predictable. This is more upside down, the way this is. Okay, so what did I do here? What did I do with this? Because it got dark really fast. Okay, so this is a 30th of a second. Aperture is at 5.6, which is pretty shallow, but not the most shallow you can get. This is a fourth of a second. If you have your shutter open for a full second, use a tripod. Put your camera, or if you don't have a tripod, sit your camera on something, lean it on something so it's not moving for that second, because having your shutter open that long, the wind blows, you kind of bump the table or whatever. It's whatever you're focused on, it's going to have some blur to it. That's interesting. See, now there's clearly the focal points here in the foreground. This is nice. I don't know what I feel about this green stem, but yeah, that's... What was that, 4467? Yeah, I kept trying to get this overhead shot. And again, a little bit of a placement, like a different, I got closer, different angle, slightly. But I was trying to figure out, do I like this reflection, because that's the actual studio light in the shot. It's reflecting off of the acrylic panel. And that's the other thing about the acrylic panels. Even today, it was like, if I try to shoot directly overhead, I'm going to see myself in the shot. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to go post-production or in editing and have to take myself out of the frame. I didn't want to fight with that. So I was trying to stay out of the shot as much as possible. But I like this one. This is one is very clean. Even though this composition seems more interesting, I have to get the feel of it right. Like this one's okay. This is closer than the other two. Yeah, so this is me looking. I see it, like the gist of what I'm going for, but I'm looking at my the LCD screen on the camera, and I'm like, yeah, the composition is still not right. So I'm searching for the right, just right composition. Do I change the focal point, camera angle? If I show the light reflecting or not? I'm just going through all these questions. And again, if I had the camera on the tripod, all these minor adjustments, it just takes me longer to get through them. This one's okay. You know what? This is really nice. You see this up in the corner? That's the studio light. And then this is the acrylic panel down here. You got this studio light. So I'm like, do I want that in the shot? I can take it out. Down here is probably going to give me a hard time on this edge. But I can definitely take this out. But it's like, do I want that? Or... because instead of fine art, like a fine art style, it's going to be a more of a contemporary art style, for sure. For sure. I like that. Yeah, see, I moved a little bit. Now, listen. You see this? These three? Let me just put them up on the screen together. Huge difference, right? Huge difference. Now, like this, it looks like the same shot, but you go one at a time, you see a little rotation, and that one's off. So I would say this one or this one. The only thing about this, I think it's too much light right here. Because that's my eye just drops. Instead of looking here, my focus is here and probably here. Because this is a huge light coming in here. So it just like, oh man. Do I want to go more contemporary with this? Or do I want to go slightly more fine art with this? Because now I can get rid of this light up here. And the focus is more... on the flower itself and not so much connected to what's surrounding it. To be honest, I love this one. Now, normally I don't want the studio light actually in the shot, but it works. So I don't know. It's like, if it works, I'm like, okay. This one, even though I like this part here, it's coming off a little bit flat. I like the feel of that. I like the feel of this one. Now, as far as focal point, my focal point isn't even up here. My focal point is right there. That's my focal. So you basically have that straight line going all the way across. So like this is in focus, this is more in focus. But then just in front of that on this part, that's out of focus for sure. But if you just take that plane and you go straight across at that depth, everything on that depth is going to be in focus, right? So you got a little bit of this, you got a little bit of this over here that's more in focus. But then everything behind it, everything in front of it, it starts falling out of focus. And so that's why I was saying earlier that you really have to be careful shooting macro, because that focus fall off happens so fast. It's like really abrupt. It's like you're in focus, it's sharp, and then it just falls off the cliff. Which is awesome when you get the shot right, when the focal point is right where you want it to be. But when you miss, it's like you can miss a lot. There's a lot of photographers, they do the focus stacking where they Basically, they definitely use a tripod for sure. And they change the focal point gradually. They change the focal point. So they'll start with the first shot, putting the focus here in front, and then they'll keep moving the focus back, right? And they'll keep moving it back, keep moving it back, keep moving it back. They'll combine all those shots together with the different focal points, and then the entire thing is clearly in focus. Now, for me, I like the focus fall off going into that soft blur because it's more finessed, right? When everything is in focus, it just looks too harsh for me. Like everything is just like, ooh, it's just hyper, it's hyper sharpness. So I was like, no, I like the fall off. I like that slight, the like just gradual focus fall off. But again, like I said, it's hard to control it. All right, so I'm going to label that. What am I up to now, 14? All right. Hold on, let me move this screen up here. And you guys can't see my second screen, but it's up here above me. Let me move this. I think I can move it. There we go. All right. Okay. So, that one's composition's good. I will say that. Focal point is, I want to say here. Yeah, on this plane. Because I think this and this is pretty close. So on that particular plane, everything's in focus. Everything in front and behind is out of focus. Of course, this one, you can see more of that reflection, more of the studio light. It's just, it doesn't pop as much as this one. So if anything, I could keep it, but kick those highlights up for sure. Kick the highlights up. But composition is solid for this. And then I like this point down here, how it touches the edge without looking weird. You know? Like, okay. Oh, wow. I can go either one. But see, like, this one jumps at me for a different reason, though. Because I like how this is at the edge, this is at the edge, this one goes off. So it's kind of like the flower is more like jumping out at you. Highlights are low, like down here in the reflection. I would like to see a little bit more of that, for sure. But see, now I can probably go shopping for a white acrylic panel tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. Hi. Man, what do you guys think? This is I think the highlights. If I kick the highlights up a little bit, for sure. This is pretty. I love the composition. Oh gosh. Okay, so the acrylic panel, I bought it at, was it Lowe's or Home Depot? It was one of them. It was Lowe's or Home Depot. It's just a 12 by 12 inch black acrylic panel. So again, I have the black fabric down here. This is the acrylic panel, which you get these lines, right? So this one's more of a combination of both. I believe it is. Unless that shadow is just cutting off the reflection so much. But yeah, you can definitely see the edge of the panel up here. That's not bad. I don't know. That's weird. This, now it feels like you're falling. it feels like you're falling. Still falling. It's normal. Okay, because the other thing too is like, I don't want to just take a photograph of a flower. Right? Because we've got photographs of flowers all over the place. People go out into their yard. You got photographs of flowers. I want to turn it into a fine art photographed piece, right? So it just can't look like I grabbed my camera phone, went out into my yard, and took a picture of a flower growing in the garden, which is fine, but it's like, that's not what I'm going for. So as far as composition goes, the lighting, shadows, depth of field, all that type of stuff, like really boost up the quality of it. And yes, it is taking a lot of photographs, a lot of pictures. So yeah, a lot of captures. I don't know about this one. I'm on the fence with this one. I don't know. Let me see what I do. Yeah, see, I tried again. See, this, the composition is not as good, because now this is falling on the thirds right here, and then this is coming over, right? This one is too centered. Like, it's falling on that direct center line. So now the composition looks awkward. Right. So that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying before. Especially if you're a beginner photographer, and you want to show your work in galleries, publications, whatever, it's like learning those basic rules, to know what catches a person's eye. And then, like I said before, you can break them, or, if it doesn't work as a broken rule, you can just use the rule and get better shots. But this is basically like, see the third portion of this photograph, you have where your eye really goes, like the weight of it, and then everything kind of trails this way, right? So you don't have to have everything just static on those, on that grid. You can of course have stuff breaking out from it, but where does the viewer's eye fall, right? So again, it's around here for something that's landscape, here, here, and then you have a point here, a point here. Now, of course, this probably has software where I can actually turn the grid on, but I really don't do that, so I don't know how to, where that would be. But I'm assuming that there's an option or a feature for that. This is how you lock the grid. That's what I'm looking for. But yeah, the on off switch, I don't know where that is. Cause me, I eyeball it. Like, I don't know. It's like, I've been taking photographs since 2008. Like officially, like, actually trying to be a really good photographer since then. So yeah, I'm just so used to looking at, okay, when it's right and when it's off, I can just tell because I've taken so many photographs. But yeah, so I would say this is off. Again, it's too much in the center, especially this part here. This is better. And then this isn't flat, like coming straight across. It's more at an angle going out this way. This is so close. But see, this is the rule of thirds working the other way. So there's your line right around here, which means that this part would have to kick over a little bit more. Now, of course, you don't want to cut this off by kicking this over. So you'll probably rotate the camera so that this probably shoots this way, which is going to pull this base over to this point, right? So right now it's like almost there, but it's a little bit skewed. That's the other thing too. So once you understand that putting that base on thirds is just going to make the photo look better, then you don't waste a whole bunch of shots trying to find how to compose it, because you know what makes the photograph look good, right? So even if you miss it, you reshoot, you know exactly what you're going for. You're just thinking, okay, keep everything the same, right, as far as the angle, but you want to pull this base over towards that point where the rule of thirds intersect on this point here. So again, portrait, you got this point, this is a point, this is a point, right? From the earlier captures, I figured out that the stuff that falls on this side, I don't know why I don't like them, but I don't. So I'm either trying to go for this point here or putting a base on this point here, focal point. Other than that, this is close. So I'm going to tag this one, but this is more like a reshoot, and see if I can get this again. And then I have to remember that this is the end of the panel, the acrylic panel up here. So probably have some of the black fabric in the shot more. And maybe down here, add a little bit of reflection from the acrylic panel. Of course, without seeing myself in the shot. So that's going to be a little tricky. This feels like it's a little bit better, but again, you see how this base is all the way over? It's got to be over more here. Can I break the rule? Of course. You know what I mean? Like, if you have a bunch of shots that you have them all on the third, you're using a rule of thirds for all of them, you can kind of break the monotony and just be like, you know what? This can break it. This can break it. This can break the rule, right? As long as the composition is not too clunky or too far off where it needs to be, you can definitely break the rule. Gosh, I like this one. I'm trying to figure out camera position because it's a little odd. So here's the reflection down here, a little bit of the reflection from the acrylic. I might be standing like right up, almost above it, but it's kind of difficult to tell. I don't know, I like this one. This one completely breaks the rule. Like, it goes even further off, because you see how this one's off to the side. This one's not as much off to the side. It's almost there. This particular shot, it's like, you know what? Take the base all the way off. And now where does your focus go? It's dead center to here. And I'm like, that's fine. I like it. So now my attention completely went away from where this base was. My attention goes here and then secondary here, right? Then this, you have the soft light kind of reflecting off of the acrylic. That's like a nice kind of a spotlight coming down. That's what it looks like a spotlight is coming onto it. I like that. I was not expecting to get that shot. But yeah, probably what happened to yesterday is I was getting frustrated trying to get the right composition for this. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep going off. Like, pushing the flower off the composition, off the frame, and see if that works. Because a lot of times I'll try something and then I'll like, and I'll be like, okay, when I upload this to the computer, I'm going to see if this actually works. And I'll just keep going to the next shot. It's like, oh, let me try something to see if this works. Because more times than not, I don't look at my camera monitor after each shot. I'm just looking through the viewfinder and I'm thinking maybe this will work, maybe this will work. And it's just slightly moving the camera, changing the angle, that type of thing. I'll go from landscape to portrait to back to landscape and angles in between. It's just like, and again, that's why I don't put my camera on the tripod, because it's just like my mind is just going, trying things, right? So I like this one. I think this is one of the better shots that I have. Huh. Interesting. It's out of focus. I would like the focus to be here still, the way it was on this one here. With, if like with this angle, the focus would have to be here. For this particular one, I'm not crazy about this cutoff right here on the panel. It's distracting, but yeah, this one's, the focus is too soft. That's better. But this center is centered across like this. It's like you're cutting the photograph in half. Yeah. I don't like doing that. Having stuff like right in the dead center, it's not great. Now for this one, I think it works because of the angle, and I'm looking at the center line being this way instead of going straight across. But on this particular shot, yeah, the it's going straight across. It's like, no. I don't like that one. Now, this one is better. Probably because it's more in focus. And it's kicked off a little bit. Yeah, that's more center. This is a little bit more off center. That helps. It's not great, but it's more in focus. This is more in focus, and that helps. It's, gosh. It's close. Man, it's close. It's close. I don't know. I feel like this over here, all like the lighter area here, the reflection, I feel like I don't need this. So I don't know if I'm going to crop that off, but I'm thinking that's going to look odd. I don't know. Let me try to rotate it and see if that, what that does. Yeah, same thing. It's like this part up here is throwing me. I love this down here, but this part up here is throwing me off. And again, this is the soft light reflecting off of the acrylic. And thankfully, I'm not in the shot at this angle. I don't see myself in the shot. But yeah, my, like, here's the flower. Here's where my camera is. It's like right on it. So, yeah, you just, it's like, of course, you have a subject on something that's very reflective. Just be careful not seeing yourself or the camera or both in the shot, unless that's what you're going for. But golly, no. And again, now my focus is on this side. It just looks completely off with the composition. I don't know why that angle doesn't work over there, but for me, I'd be like, same thing. My focus is on this side. and it just looks blah, right? His composition is off. So back to the original, focuses back on this side, to the left, and then it shoots out that way. I'm thinking that I want the angle to go up about 10 degrees maybe, so that it comes from here and probably goes up this way a little bit more. Probably take this cutoff angle and maybe bring it down here. Maybe have, probably have this stay here, right? Angle it up and have this red go over where the acrylic cuts off. So have the acrylic cut off probably like this and have this break over it onto the black fabric. I think that would look really nice. That's an idea. Now, the flower that I used for this yesterday is already, it's gone. I can't get it back. It whittled away this morning. So I'm going to have to try a different flower. I have two left. The one of them that I have left, it's just puffed like a balloon. Because as the flowers started whittling away, I took them out of the vase. And so now there's enough water in it that it's only a few flowers are feeding off the water in the vase. So now it's like the flowers that are left, they're really getting into bloom. They're probably going to look different. This one, like, it's flowers, they all have their own personality. So the ones that are left are not going to look like this. This is kind of in bloom, but then you have this piece, they're kind of starting to drag or to fall, to wilt a little bit, but they're still pretty healthy looking. But when they start to droop a little bit, the next thing you know, it can be within a few hours, they'll start to brown. The yellow starts turning brown and it starts withering up and everything. It's like, oh no, I lost another one. So yeah, they will not last a full week. You really have to buy them and within a few days, photograph them. So that's why I was saying in the beginning, like, buy them when they're not fully in bloom. So it'll take a day or two for them to really start to blossom. So that gives you more time to work with them. Oh, wow. I like this. Yeah, it breaks the rule, but I like how weird this is, because look at where the focal point is here. Then it falls off for the most part. You have this weird angle here. Like, this is really weird. But it absolutely works. Now, why this works, I'm not entirely sure why. But this particular plane, like this plane, the depth right there, straight down, that's in focus. Like, this part's in focus, but then this halfway point back on this pedal, that starts dropping out of focus. So yeah, that's really interesting. And it's weird because then this is like in focus, but then this is out, because I'm thinking that it's pushing forward in front of this part. So yeah, that plane where your focus lands with the macro lens, it's very small. It's tiny. It's really tiny. So I'm going to go blue with this one. That one, let me go blue. Okay. And I'm going to give that a 5. I definitely like that with the stars. Rotate, I don't think it's necessary. Yeah, because see, that doesn't work. Definitely does not work. And that's boring. So yeah, that's good. That is really good, man. I like that. I didn't see that coming. That's like the second one that it was like, oh, that works. I didn't think about photograph. How I'm pushing this off of this as far as composition. It's like the earlier shots, I had more of the flower in the screen, you know, in the shot, and then I started kicking the flower off the screen. It's like kicking more of the flower off the composition to see what it would look like. And like I said before, I just wasn't sure. But I would say this one, I'm probably going to give that one 5-star. And that one. But see, the thing is too, again, if I turn this vertical, it doesn't look right. It doesn't look right. But then this one is vertical or portrait landscape. That's perfect. So you really do have to be intentional about where you're going to go. Portrait, landscape, something in between, which just definitely looks like it's an in-between shot. Your camera, especially if you're in between at a weird angle, it's just going to arbitrarily decide whether it's going to save it as a portrait or a landscape shot. And you're going to have to rotate it and see what works. But there's nothing official about whether it's going to be either one. So you just figure it out. But for me, when I'm photographing, I intentionally turn the camera a portrait or a landscape because there's a certain type of angle or composition that I'm going for. This isn't bad. It's not as good as this one, but that's not bad. That's not bad. How many more of these do I have? Okay, I'm gonna go back to the violet petals. The other thing too is like when you go blue, like everything's in blue. This is all like you click the blue over here. This is all the stuff that you picked. You're going to have to decide which shots you're going to keep because you don't want, even if you're making a series, especially if you're making a series, you don't want captures that are too similar to each other, which is weird for me to say because my water series, people come, like it was on exhibit in Jacksonville Beach one year, and walking into the exhibit, people were like, there's just water everywhere. But then when they actually got to each image and really looked at all the detail, they're all different. But if you're standing back, you know, across the room and you're coming into the space, you're thinking, this dude took one shot and just put the same shot everywhere. It's like, no, just you walk up to it and every single shot was different. Now, there's a couple of them that are like weirdly similar, but they don't work in the same space. And so it's like you just have to look at everything. Like I would look at everything down here in the yellow, especially the stuff that looks like weirdly similar. And I would just say, you know what, you have to pick one. You have to pick one. Which one do you want to share? Because you can't, especially these two, oh my gosh. You can't have, I don't think you can have both. Unless I would have, I guess the only way I could do that is have one limited edition and then one open edition. I think that's the only way I would do that. Because I'm marketing to two different, income brackets, at least two different income brackets, right? So the limited edition prints are for one income bracket, one target audience. The open edition prints are for a different audience, even though everyone can buy, you know, limited or open, right? But that's my thinking when I'm capturing images is, okay, this one, I like it so much. This is limited. This one is pretty darn good, but I want to have new work for collectors in the lower income brackets, right? So that's what this one would probably be. Yeah. So I think that's my thinking going into it. But again, it's like I would have to have a reasoning behind having two shots that are really similar like this. The crazy thing is, even though these shots are similar, they feel completely different to me. This one is a lot of flair. This is like the swag edition. This one is more finesse, more low key. I'm going to increase the highlights on it, the lighting, just kick that up a little bit so it's not so flat. But it's more toned down. And that would work better, because if I kick the lighting up too much, that's not going to work. This one works with the lighting up this high. Yeah, that works. They both work though. Okay, so I'm getting to the end of the yellow flower. All right, so that's where I ended up, or where I left off. This one, yeah, that's what I was doing. I was kicking the flower out of the composition even more, like the yellow petals, and I was looking at, okay, what would happen, or what would this look like if I focus more on just the stem and just add a little bit of yellow breaking into the black. So I would say this works, but this one, no, it's too like, eh, it's not enough going on in here. Yeah, it's just not enough going on. This one, again, the subject or the focal point is over here. For some reason, I don't like it on that side of the image. I don't know why. I don't know. Because I can't think of a rule in photography that's saying that your focal point can't be on the right side of the... of the shot. I don't remember a rule like that. I don't remember anything like that, right? So yeah, I don't know. But see, now my focus goes more to the left side of the image, and it's like, oh, I like that better. So I don't know about that one. This is okay. I can see where my focal point is down here. My sharpness, everything is here. Everything else falls off. That's fine. I would definitely like this up here to be darker, right? And I think I have a shot like this already. Yeah, I think I'm going to pass on this one. It's not terrible. I also think that I would prefer the focal point a little bit more in here. As far as how the flower is laid out like this, that's nice. But then it's like like the other elements, I don't think it works as much as I want it to work. What do you guys think? You guys think this one works? It's got potential for sure. And when I took this one and I looked at the screen, I was like, okay, so I tried it there. That's probably too centered. And then there's my softbox or umbrella It's showing up in here. Now, this can be cut out, right? But I think I want to keep it there. Like, keep this part, but kind of take that little white triangle out. That's definitely an option. What about this one? It's too low. Yeah, the flower's too low compared to that one's higher. That one's low. I like that. I will tag that one blue. Yeah, it's not bad. It's just the only thing that really bothers me is that this is cut off. That the top of that stem that's just black, it's cut off. And it's like my eye is just going right to it. And it's like, no, you cut it off. This one, you can see it. And it's like, okay, I'm happy with where that is. The next one is like I cut it off. And I'm like, not so much. It's not terrible. It's just, I don't know, that bothers me. And of course, I've been cutting off the petals quite a bit, but I don't know, for some reason that one I don't like it as much. That is, you know what? I love this part down here, but it's upside down. I like this area over here. Like, it was just that by itself. I probably would take all of this away and maybe square it up. Like, make it a perfect square, like a 40 by 40 inch, and just cut it off right there and see what that looks like. That's possible. Not bad, actually. Okay, and again, this is what I was trying to stay away from. This looks like I put the flower in a vase and I photographed it, and it just looks too predictable, because when we go out walking around and we see flowers, this is really what they look like. So I'm trying, it's like, as far as composition goes, I'm trying to alter that for sure. Like, make it more interesting. So now it feels like the flower is falling, but it's still straight up and down because really these stems, gravity is just pulling them down, right? But because of how the composition's turned, or how my camera angle was, it looks like they're coming straight up. So, yeah. And actually, I think they are. Yeah, because I took the flower out of the vase and I laid it down on the acrylic panel. I don't think I got any reflection in this one from the acrylic, but for sure. It's weird because now I'm liking this part over here, but this particular shot doesn't have that. And now I'm looking over here in the corner and it looks a little empty. That happened with a photograph earlier where I caught a little bit of the light box and it's like, I liked it there. But see, I cut this off. So I like this part, but I need this part like down like a half an inch. Oh my goodness. Yeah, see, now it's down and I have a little bit over here, but now it's just the composition is just a little wonky. I don't know. That's not gonna work. This is the reflection that I was talking about, but you really can't tell that it's there. So yeah, after I saw this, like, yeah, starting to look plain. So I jumped back to this one. I think this is where I started, right? Yeah. How many shots did I take between last night and today? A little over 170, over 170 shots. So that's not bad. When I first started photography, hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of shots I captured, and I got burned out because you're just sitting at the computer screen going through all this stuff and not really understanding. Well, I didn't at that point, not really understanding what made a photograph good, what made the photograph okay, what made the photograph bad. It's like, I really didn't understand it. It was just, I was getting good shots, but I didn't know why they were good. I was getting shots that were okay, didn't know why they were just okay. And then there were shots that were bad that I was just like, oh man, I missed that one completely, right? And then as I kept going, you know, on this journey, then I started understanding, okay, this is what makes it good, makes it okay, makes it bad, right? Which means that when I start a new project, I don't need 600, 700, 800 photographs to put on the computer and sift through them all. I don't need that, right? Now, do I still get, you know, hi everybody, this first time coming into the chat. I'm just going, I'm still going over the photography I shot over the past couple of days. So now when I look at something like this, this does not work. Why? First of all, it's a little bit out of focus. It's off focus. There is no focal point. Where does your eye go? Maybe over here, but it doesn't really fall. Your eye doesn't fall on anything, right? It's kind of just roaming through this area, which is why when I have shots like this, where does your eye go? Boom, right there. It's like just, and not really thinking about it, just when you look at something, what draws your attention first, second, third, right? So it's like a hierarchy of things. So what pops out at you? For me, it's that red color, and then my focus is there. It's just like, boom, there it is. Now, what second? I'd probably say where my highlights are in here. That's second. What's third? Then I start seeing a little bit of detail in here, or a little bit of light coming through in here. And then you start going through all this little stuff in the shadows and the background. You start looking at that third. So in order for your photography not to look flat, that's what you need. You need to know where your eye falls first, and then you need to have your photograph go in layers. Well, at least that's how I photograph things. Now, some photographers, they intentionally capture flat work for certain subjects, right? I've tried that. It doesn't work very well for me. I like more depth in dimension, and I guess more dramatic, I would say. And it kind of makes the viewer feel like they can jump into the image when you have that type of depth or layers to your work. And again, you really do that with depth of field, right? Because you go, focus is here, right? And then all of a sudden you have your fall off starts there. And the next thing you know, this is really blurry, right? So you go from really blurry to more of a soft focus to in focus, right? So that also helps with creating depth in your work.
This is the end of part two of a four-part series for this first lesson about composition basics. Thank you for listening.